principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Thursday, January 13th. 10th? Sorry, 2013. January 10, friends, January 10, 2013. And you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. And Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, you want to see our little faces, our little mugs, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to call in, 1-877-807-9977. Friends, do remember we only have 1 hour right now. Saturdays we have two, working on another hour, talking to GCN right now about that, as... Have we in the past, what, for the last 6 months now?
Yep.
And we're just waiting for that door to open, and when it's open, we'll take the next hour, friends. So again, if you'd like to be a part of the show or segments, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy?
It is a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. Speaking of heads, the Sons of Liberty... should come out with a bobblehead. Wouldn't that be cool?
But who would
Sons of Liberty bobbleheads?
Okay. Who would it be? Would it be me or you? Or
of course it'd be you.
Well, I'm just asking.
We can't release what I look like, remember? I'm the mysterious other guy.
Well, no, I've had people say that. Are you the other guy? Are you the other guy?
It's a mystery.
It is.
You know what? Some...
But your face is up there, too.
That's true. It is on the homepage. Just in case you want to go see.
And friends, so when you go online and you do check it out, it's a face that only a mother could love. Or a wife that has visual problems.
Oh.
I am so sorry.
Yeah, no sound effects for that one, do you, Carrie?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. What's the name of that raised print that blind people or that...
The blind people, they use Braille.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
Not those deaf people. Listening to the radio show, and I feel that Obama is a communist, and he is trying to turn the Constitution into Obama world.
You think?
World. One executive order at a time, said Stephanie Potter from Texas to Sons of Liberty Facebook.
What's interesting, friends, is the fact that this man is using executive order. He's out of control. He's circumventing the voice of Congress, which means your voice. Mm-hmm. What he's doing is illegal. Friends, listen carefully. It's unlawful. What he should do should fall in line with the Constitution, not stand against the Constitution. Just to make that clear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hey, isn't that what he swore the oath to uphold?
Thank you very much. Yeah.
John Luttrell commented on Sons of Liberty Facebook. That's Facebook Sons of Liberty Radio. I quote what I was taught in the military. I shall surrender my weapon when I die. I mean, this thing is
good.
Going on.
Good. Yeah.
Matter of fact, for those
getting hotter
people,
and hotter and hotter and
yes,
hotter.
It is.
Friends, I just want to tell you this. Listen to what I'm telling you, because I told you 3 months ago what was going to happen after this re-election campaign. I was just telling Jake right during the break. Isn't it interesting? I was capped on for talking about where we're at today, but that's been going on for 15 years, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to go down in history as the one that told you the truth. Well, the bloggers attacked. But just what they want you to do is they want you to forget what they wrote about me when they thought I was nuts.
Yeah.
And now we're here. They don't have anything else to write. Just put two and two together, friends, and just turn the other cheek as you smack theirs.
As a matter of fact, Larry Pratt did a very nice job of smacking Piers Morgan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't care about Larry Pratt right now.
Oh, I was
but
just saying,
so saying
on
that.
Sons of Liberty Facebook.
Oh, okay, cool.
You can go look at that at Sons of Liberty Facebook. Very important because we're on the topic of the Second Amendment, and it's very hot right now. Bradley just wrote a column about it, introducing our new columns.
Over 1,000 Facebook likes on one website overnight.
That's right.
How did that happen? That is incredible.
Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost, our friend that was on last week on the show.
And knocked it out of the park. Thank you, Tim.
News with Views, Young Patriots, The Slew Journal, Conservative Daily News, Girls Just Want to Have Guns, and the Brenner Brief recently
added. Did you get that, friends? Girls Just Want to Have Guns.
That's right.
All right? Not fun. Guns.
That's right.
Yeah, we just picked her up. She just picked us up.
Because if you don't have guns,
awesome.
You can't have fun because you can't protect your ability to go and have fun.
Yeah, did you see the yard signs now talking about this house is completely gun-free? Can you say an invitation for robbers to break into the house? Folks are that stupid, friends. Not many, but there's stupid folks out there. But when they get robbed, then they're going to begin to pay attention to what you folks have been telling them.
That's right.
That's why you stay armed.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's why. That's why America has its liberty. As I continue on, I just want to read a couple of quotes from this latest article that Bradley wrote on the history of tyrants and disarming of citizens. In our case, civics has not been taught in the government public school system for over 50 years, which has allowed propaganda to reign. Comparing the lockstep of Hitler, Mussolini, the official protector of Kenya, and Obama is stunning, including the illegitimacy to hold the public office, Bill Davis said about that column. And he got that on News with Views. The Capitol Hill Outsider, somebody commented on gun control dictator style, which is Bradley's recent column. Friends, this mentality is like blaming spoons for people being overweight. As if to say, the act is apart from the actor. This was the quote from the column. What an excellent line, said Reverend Michael Bresciana. Too bad libs can't think like this, but we all know they cannot.
But I want to say this again. You, to the right, you have the left because you don't do the right thing all the time. You complain about libs, and I've always said this since day one. Libs, why don't you just call them for what they are? They're criminals. They're breaking the law. They're not being ruled by law. They're not following the rule of the Constitution. So in other words, if you would do the right thing, you could eradicate all crime, and then we can have something called peace.
That's right.
And God said this is how you do it. You do it through judgment.
And the way to do that, folks, is to be informed, and that's exactly what these columns are doing. So again, thank you so much to News with Views, Young Patriots, Slew Journal, Conservative Daily News, Girls Want to Have Guns, and Brenner Brief.
Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Monica. I'm from California, and I love listening to Sons of Liberty. I found them on my Kindle Fire, and I'm so excited. I just look forward to listening to them every day. They bless me every day.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is
is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty for their willingness to go into the state-run public schools and to present both God's law and His gospel to the young people being indoctrinated in the system. I believe God is using His message to get young people to think about government, about God, and about eternity. May God continue to bless the efforts of Bradley Dean and his staff.
Do you think that's why I'm always being scrutinized by the state-run media? Not until you become effective. Friends, if you'd like to go to my Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, and be one of my friends, and you're a doer of the word and not a hearer only deceiving yourselves, you'll see a picture I just posted. This is what it says. It has a picture of a M16, and it says this on this yard sign, Citizens Against Violence. You ready for this? That's the first part. This is the second part. This home is proudly gun-free. Yes, in America, friends. You have people this stupid. These are tyrants' dreams, man. Yep. Oh, they love them.
They even put a sign up.
Citizens Against Violence, this house is proudly gun-free. What in the heck do you think you are telling people? It's like the lady walking down the street, strutting everything, showing the world everything she's got, and she's got a button on it that says, proudly disarmed. Lady, are you kidding me? Wow. Folks, over the last couple of days, we've been talking about, actually the last week and a half, I'm sorry, about Mussolini, Mao Zedong, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, dictators. Dictators as a whole. And friends, don't think for 1 minute that they're a thing of the past. No, we have one right in front of us right now. Matter of fact, what I'd like to do is shift gears, because yesterday we were talking about Adolf Hitler. Let's get over to Saul Alinsky and his favorite student, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. And then tomorrow what we'll be doing is talking about the Nuremberg trials. And on Friday I hope to end with the fact that everybody should understand, especially in this country, that we've got something called freedom, and it's been a gift, and it's been bought and paid for with the blood of hundreds of thousands of men and women that have served our country, and that we should have the Nuremberg trials now rather than after destruction takes place. And that's really the pith and marrow of my message, friends, is that we need to turn back to God and reform ourselves now, not after the fact. Not when the plane's going down do we pray, friends. We pray before we get on the plane. We get off, you know, we pray when we're off the plane. We're God's kids now, tomorrow, and the next day, not just when we need Him. God is not life insurance or heaven insurance. But let's get over to Saul Alinsky and his favorite disciple, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, just to show you the similarities and the parallels as to the dictators of the past, because he's copying, he's emulating dictators of the past, friends, in every sense of the word. Obama said on the eve of 2008, during the election, he said, we are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America. Fundamentally defined in Webster's 1828 means to primarily, originally, essentially, at the foundation. All power is fundamental in the citizen of a state. In other words, change the foundations. Now, friends, I want you to understand that we've all been told, especially from this administration, just to be patient with him and his administration. Ignore the fruit, friends, but just be patient. Yet God, through Jesus Christ, told us to judge a man by his fruit, not by patience. And what is patience? Patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. And boy, oh boy, have we seen deception, friend, day in and day out, that has been revealed through this administration. That's all it's been. The man doesn't know how to tell the truth. If he says it's white, look to the black. If he says right, go left. If he says good, it's bad. If he talks about life, he really means death. Read Isaiah 5. Woe unto those that call good evil and evil good. They put light for darkness and darkness for light. Friends, these folks aren't in a good position with anybody. But the fact of the matter is it was Barack Hussein Obama that said on the election eve of 2008 that we are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America. The foundations, friends. Saul Alinsky, his master, was a Chicago organizer, as was he a self-proclaimed rebel. His entire life, folks, was devoted to organizing a revolution in America to destroy a system he regarded as oppressive and unjust. These criminals must understand, and the American people must understand, that these criminals only prosper through lawlessness. Thugs, liars, criminals. Why? Because they hate God. They're at war with God. And they hate the law just like their father, who hated the law, because there's no truth in them. He would be called Lucifer, Satan. Oh, just hang on a second. I'm not taking it too far. I didn't say that. Saul Alinsky said that. Rebel again, let's go over to define the word. Webster's 1828, one who revolts from the governments. Listen carefully, friends. A rebel is one who revolts from the government to which he owes allegiance. Did not this man swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States, so help me God, against all enemies, both foreign and domestic? Yes, he did. But Obama's master was a rebel aiming at the American oppressive system. It wasn't too long ago, Jay Carney, Clown Carney, got up and talked about how everybody, and he shared with the American people how Obama admires Saul Alinsky. He didn't deny it. He owned it. He took Saul Alinsky's jacket, man, and he just pinned himself right to it. Saul Alinsky calls himself a rebel. Obama owns it. And when you look up the definition of rebel, one who revolts from the government, but what they do is through their methodology and their ideology is go out there and try to intimidate anybody that disagrees with them, when in fact they're the ones that are breaking the laws of that government. It reminds me again of scripture when Elijah, when Ahab was hunting him down, and he found him out in the middle of the desert, and he said, hey, Elijah, there's the rebel. There's the rebel Elijah. And Elijah had a look at him and say, hang on a second. I'm not the one that disobeyed my father's commandments. You are. And that's exactly what a rebel is, one that disobeys God's commandments. But the people of the day believe that Ahab was the good guy and Elijah was the bad guy. But who is the rebel, friends? Who's lying? Who's breaking the law? Speaking of Saul Alinsky and Barack Hussein Obama. A rebel is a villain who disobeys his Lord. And the Alinsky model is to undermine the system, friends, and then see what happens. A part of that plan of Obama's master, Saul Alinsky, is to take power from those that have and give it to them that have not. What are you seeing today? Illegal czars. They haven't been confirmed, friends. I shared with you a couple days, people said to me, Bradley, what has he done wrong? Well, let me tell you, let me ask you the question. What has he done right? What has he done that's been lawful? And the people give him more time, they give him tomorrow, because they think for some reason it's just not all that bad. If you've been with us over the last week and a half, friends, that's exactly what they said about every one of these dictators. He was a joke. Nobody took him serious. America, for you to believe that this man is the president of the United States shows how far you've been dummied down. The guy's never ran a stinking candy store a day in his life, but yet he's running your country? Which direction is he running that country, friends? He's running it into the ground. The Alinsky model, Barack Hussein Obama's master, is political nihilism and a destructive assault on the established order. Friends, you ready for this? Again, I didn't say that. Alinsky said this. Satanism. Political nihilism and a destructive assault on the established order? Is that what he's doing? Yes, it is. It was Obama, folks, that said, we are the ones we've been waiting for. You want to talk about narcissism, arrogance, pride, arrogancy? It was Obama, folks, that said, we are the ones we've been waiting for. Is that pretty sick in the mind? We are the ones we've been waiting for. How do you make sense of that? It's like he's looking in the mirror and saying, man, they can't wait to get me.
Makes total sense to what he's doing.
Oh, it totally does. It's about him. It's about what every dictator did.
About the revolution.
And it's about them. It has nothing to do with the goodwill of the people. It has everything in the world to do with them. And only them. We're going to come back right after this break and continue this vein of thought with Saul Alinsky, Obama's master. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
As the economy continues to falter, one thing continues to grow. Crime, burglaries, theft, and home invasions are the fastest growing professions. Confrontation is never the goal. Prevention by keeping them out is. MySafeDoor.com can help you take away their access by properly securing your doors and windows. Protect your family today. Visit MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com. Or call 888-960-2946. That's 888-960-2946.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ha ha ha. Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Now, right before the break, I was talking about Saul Alinsky, Obama's master, Barack Hussein Obama's master. Obama is literally his disciple. I kid you negative. A letter from David Alinsky, son of neo-Marxist Saul Alinsky. What is that, like up their pomp or something, their statue, Jake, or what?
Must be the new Marxist.
Son of neo-Marxist Saul Alinsky. This is what he said of Obama, Saul Alinsky's son. Obama learned his lesson well. I am proud to see that my father's model for organizing is being applied successfully beyond local community organizing to affect the Democratic campaign in 2008. It is a fine tribute to Saul Alinsky as we approach his 100th birthday. I bet Saul Alinsky's in hell saying, guys, no, this isn't a game. It's too late, guys. I'm trying to tell you. Like the rich man that was in hell that tried to go to the Lord and say, hey, listen, will you go warn my brothers? No. What did Jesus say? If they don't, listen, they have Moses and the prophets. And he said, listen, if they don't want to listen to him, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. It's too late. Sorry. End game. God meant what he said the first time. But what's interesting, friends, is right before the break, I said that Obama said, we are the ones we've been waiting for. Folks, this is a sick mind. Oh, and just a side note, Hillary Clinton said that her thesis on Alinsky's theories, her title was, there's only one fight. Hers was, speaking of Hillary Clinton, a part of Obama's administration, when in fact, Obama's a part of Clinton's administration. Hers was the embrace of Alinsky's true intent, political nihilism. Destroy, friends.
Yep.
Now, remember what I said a couple of minutes ago, undermine the system and then see what happens. That's exactly what these people are doing. Undermine the system and then see what happens. As a matter of fact, when they would go to class, friends, under Saul Alinsky, where Obama went to school, new students into this radicalism would be asked why they wanted to organize. They said that they wanted to help people. Well, of course, right? But Alinsky would scream back, you want to organize for power. Mm-hmm. You want to organize for power. And from that moment that an organizer enters into a community, said Alinsky, he lives, he dreams, eats, breathes, and sleeps only one thing. That is to build a mass power base for what he called the army. Where is the accountability with this government, friends? Senators, congressmen, representatives are all saying there is no accountability. They're not being upright in their dealings with the economy. No, because they're morally corrupt. The demagogic standard of the revolution is democracy. Friends, we are a republic. You want to know who's been a part of this? Look back. George Bush Sr., Bill Clinton, George Bush Jr., Barack Hussein Obama. Who's the last president that said we were a republic? Reagan was. Why do they keep calling us a democracy? Well, every one of them is calling for a new world order. Doesn't anybody think that's a little strange? And this isn't conspiracy. This is all out in front of our faces.
Right out in the open.
Everything's out in our open. It, that's exactly right. It is right in front of our faces. Alinsky built his initial power base among the underclass and the urban poor, just like Mao Zedong. The call to make the last ones first is a powerful religious imperative, said this devil. Only a means to expand its political base. In other words, exploit and use the underclass and the poor. Use the poor as a battering ram to bring down the system. That's right. Bingo. Folks, what they are doing, they are aiming small. Therefore, they are missing small.
Well, they need an army. And so who is that army? It's obvious. It goes to the poor. Now, in this country, there's no excuse for being poor. Some people may be poor, but there's always an opportunity to get out of being poor. I'm looking at a map in front of me that we posted on Facebook. It's called the Death Spiral. 11 states now have more people on welfare than they do employed. You want to talk about an army? They are mobilizing the poor.
They're using the poor.
Exactly.
And poor, you need to listen to what we're telling. Friends, you need to quit complaining about the people that are being used.
Yep.
Because they are only merely being used. It's just like Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
It's to eradicate the black population and the Hispanic population. Who is this criminal in office using, friends,
right,
as his political battering ram?
Democrats, blacks, and
thank
Hispanics.
Thank you. So talk to them, people, and let them know and wake them up. And let them know that we love them enough to tell them the truth.
Yep, they're merely being used until they get what they want, and that's ultimately power.
Like, and they'll get rid of them, too.
That's
just
right.
Just like Mao Zedong
did. They'll be the first ones to get rid of, because how in the world are they going to keep feeding them and keeping them going? They're going after the power and after the financial structures in the country. Once they've got that, they don't need an army of peasants anymore.
And the only way they can do that, friends, is when you allow them to do it. And the only reason you would let them do it is because you are immoral and you are yourself a rebel before God.
And what does it mean to be immoral? Contrary to the moral or divine law. Moral has reference to the law of God. So it's God's law that they're contrary to. If you look at these classes, the haves and the have-nots, that he tries to separate into again, in America, this is a myth. This does not need to belong here. Now, back in the Depression and back in the 30s, that's what they're trying to create again, though, by the way. That was a whole different story. People that, for the most part, who are poor in America, I see them, for the most part, not all of them. They're the ones that always got a carton of smokes under their arm.
Every time. Or they're buying their stinking little gambling tickets when they walk.
Or they got lottery tickets.
Yep.
Or they're using drugs. Or they're drinking alcohol.
Or they're going to strip clubs now.
Premarital sex.
Yep. They even got
kids out of
EBT debit cards inside of strip joints now for them, friends.
Or they're gambling. So you put all these things together.
Can't restrain
and you
that people anymore.
No, I know. You know, I'm always sick. I need health care. Well, could it have anything to do with the fact that you don't exercise, you watch TV.
Yeah, poor people are fat. Jay, call it for what
exactly.
It is.
Exactly. You watch TV and you smoke and you drink. Does that have anything to do with your health?
These are the people that go into Dairy Queen and they order three cheeseburgers, two double orders of onion rings, and then they have the audacity to order a Diet Coke.
These are the very people that he amasses in his army. And then secondly, he goes after the immoral, those that hate God and are at war with God.
Sure.
So they take two minorities that they can push. Now, how are you going to pay
but
people?
But everybody's a Christian, Dick.
That's
I mean,
right.
Man, you go over to North Minneapolis, where I'm from.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, ma'am, are you a Christian? Oh, man, praise Jesus.
Oh,
you know I is. Stoned out of her mind.
He knows how hard it is.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard that one before.
Yeah, I sure do.
At the bus stop.
Got to get up at noon every day, and I can't stand this
Hallelujah.
No more.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So that immoral army, how are you going to keep that army going? Because most of them are fat, lethargic, and lazy. Well, you've got to pay them, so you get them on the dole.
Who's enabling them?
Exactly.
That's right.
The same people that are using them that will ultimately destroy them. Just like Satan himself who uses
mankind.
Amen.
And what did Jesus say? If you don't work, neither will you eat.
That's what the Bible says.
Amen.
And that was a pretty good statement made by, I believe it was Mr. John Smith when he came over here, because people weren't working anymore because we had a communist form of government. People said, well, we're going to divvy out everything equally among everybody. It's a separate topic, but Alinsky uses that, and so does Barack Obama. A nihilist is one who denies any objective grounds for truth. That means there is no truth. There is no right and wrong.
Oh.
Okay, then who determines what's right and wrong? The guy with the biggest gun.
Wait until it comes to his family.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
There's no equal playing field. You're always going to be trying to figure out, okay, so how do I succeed? There is no plan to succeed because there is no plan, period, because there's no objective grounds for truth. And that way, the dictator constantly keeps people thinking, shifting, moving.
Yep.
And as we talked about in Hitler, he'll move them from this theater to that theater. He'll move them east. He'll move them north. Nobody could figure out what in the world this guy was doing. And in the meantime, the country was going bankrupt. People were being murdered, killed, even their own citizens.
You mean murdered means killed?
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure.
No, there's a difference between murder and kill, actually, because murder is where you take somebody's life, where you go to take it. But somebody being killed could be starved to death. They could be. There's a number of different ways to be killed.
You
could be killed in war.
He's straining at the gnat and swallowing the camel, friends. Did you hear that one?
There's a reason why I made those two terms, because people die in a multitude of ways. You don't have to just get a gun put to your head, but if you orchestrate a mass-made famine,
yeah, what's the number one killer in the world, by the way? Isn't it trees?
I don't know. Could be.
No, seriously.
We need to ban
trees. I think
it's
trees. People run into trees.
But tree huggers want to protect trees, right? But they kill more people.
Well, if it kills the people, then it's probably a good idea for the environmentalists.
I suppose. Eventually, you run out of arguments. But as you go to what it says in Isaiah 26:9, and I just want to say this because Scripture sums it up. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Judgments, you can't have judgment in a nihilistic society because there's no truth. But if you keep going, it says, let favor be showed to the wicked. Well, Obama will eventually get, we're going to hug him to Jesus, whatever. People use multitudes
of
excuses.
We'll pray for him.
You will, yet he will not learn righteousness. Radicals will not learn it. Their ideology is based off of criminals.
They don't want
to
learn.
Associate themselves with criminals. That's why they're there.
Jake, make the distinction between the wicked and those that deserve the mercy of God. The wicked know what they do, friends.
Yep.
Those that have no knowledge between good and evil, those are the ones that the Lord looks upon and shows mercy.
Yep.
Amen. Okay.
That's it. In the land of uprightness, will he deal unjustly? He uses a land of uprightness to deal unjustly.
Yep.
Exactly what you're seeing. This is straight out of Isaiah 26:9, the prophet of God, and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. He will object to it. He will throw it down. Anytime you bring truth up, you always wonder, well, why isn't he compromising? Why isn't he working with us? There's no grounds to do it.
That's right.
There's no objective to do it. He doesn't care if you do it. And ultimately, this whole system is based off of lawlessness and breaking the law. And I want to read to you. This is from SDS leader Tom Hayden, Students for Democratic Society. Notice how they always use democracy. During the 60s, to be really committed to being a radical is to be committed to being an outlaw. Tom Hayden said that he never used drugs. He was never part of the drug culture, but he loved the utility of the drug culture because he claimed he was a part of it. Once you get a middle-class person to break the law, he said, and he was thinking of the students, they are on their way to becoming revolutionaries.
It's the same thing when people were being baited to attest or to testify against Cromwell back in the 1500s.
Mm-hmm.
Same exact thing. Once you break the law, it becomes much easier after that. That's why they're trying to get the younger generation to continuously break the law. And Hollywood is literally teaching these kids Satanism.
They teach them.
All right.
And then the Planned Parenthoods of the world and the organizers and the revolutionaries are there to pick them up and use them.
Well, you know what? You know what else is rising up on the behalf of these revolutionaries?
Christ will
righteous revolutionaries.
That's right.
You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. And that's what the Sons of Liberty were. Sherry? I'm going to pick you up right after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere
premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I want to say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com. YouCanRunInternational.com or call 1-866-233-0747.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Okay, got Bradley and Jake back with the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Is there a vendetta going on over here? Sherry, Bradley and Jake, welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I would just like to say that Jake is correct. There is a difference between murdering someone and killing someone. Stop. Can you say that again?
This,
I just need to say
vendetta.
That one more
this
time.
This is a vendetta. Wait a second. Wait, so murder.
Oh, I want to get to the difference.
Murder is offensive and killing is defensive, right?
Exactly.
Thank you. And
that's why I don't understand why the Second Amendment is so up in the air, why people aren't questioning why the government wants to disarm us from being able to defend ourselves. Let's say that, you know, the police can't get there in time, and let's say that communication breaks down with our military. Who's going to defend the continent of the United States?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think people need to understand they don't want you to defend yourselves. And I don't know, Sherry, who you're talking to or where you're getting your information from, but everywhere I look to the east, west, north, and south, I see everybody up in arms saying, you're not taking our guns. That's all I'm hearing.
Oh, well, I know, but if you watch mainstream, and I only do, you know, this week, watching what has happened on Piers Morgan.
Yeah.
And then the morning news, Piers Morgan is out on the national morning news, you know, and there's so many people that watch that.
Yeah.
That aren't listening to you or many other people who are defenders of liberty.
No, I agree, but I want you to understand, too, CNN's manager just retired not 3-4 months ago because the ratings were so bad. And CNN's literally 23% approval rating for the state-run media. And when
I know,
yeah.
But I'll just say that the people that still watch that and think that that's news,
yeah.
that they are still believing what they are touting, that what they say is what's actually happening.
Yeah. Well, I mean, of course, Piers Morgan's hopes that you believe everything he says, but just don't look behind Piers Morgan, friends, because he's a criminal, and he was kicked off, or he was fired from his last job, and the Britons don't want him back anyways. The British don't want him back because
exactly.
of the false information that he's been what he was publishing back over in Britain.
Yeah, that's not on his bio.
Well,
no,
just it's
not.
One more moment.
That's why CNN fired him.
How
would he feel if a foreigner came in to England and criticized the Queen?
That's right.
And our Queen is the Constitution,
Amen.
And no King but Jesus.
Amen.
Man, now
and
you're talking, Jerry.
Sure, protect you and your family and everybody else who speaks the truth and the people who listen to you. In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
May we all be protected.
Amen. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yeah. Let's get back to Saul Alinsky. Yeah. But I do want to say this one thing, though. I think people need to understand that when you call in, Jake's the fall guy here. I'm not. Okay. Jake's the one that's wrong.
Thanks,
I'm
Jerry.
Not.
I
just so we can get
that
straight. As a matter of fact, if she calls back and apologizes, just tell her to tell you guys and us that she's somebody different. Like Margie or Thelma or something
that.
Like that.
Sure. DVD.
Sure.
You know what? This is a thought that has occurred to me because I've been watching the interviews with Piers Morgan because he's trying to bring up this topic, obviously.
You guys give him himself. More credit than the man deserves.
Yeah, he's pulling ratings to himself. But what if you went back to Britain? What if we went to Britain right now and say they came under attack? Say France just decided they were going to squash them. Germany did again and Russia did too.
Mm-hmm.
What is the common person going to do? They have no arms to defend their homeland.
It's the common person that's under attack.
That's right.
All across this
globe.
Right,
they never look at that. They think about it as crime, but I'm thinking about it as a matter of defense in a country. There's a reason America has not been attacked, never going to be attacked, but by little times where they try to pick people off,
yep.
and the people come in and try to get them disarmed. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to come in on a massive scale, because number one, we do have a military, so
mm-hmm.
does Britain.
Mm-hmm.
But number two, we have a militia. We have a people that are living and beating, that have guns in their homes,
mm-hmm.
that are going to be able to, if the military fails at one particular objective, they're going to be able to step up to the plate.
This government's only going to do what the American people allow him to do, just like they did with Stalin. We're talking
about
dictators.
Because they have guns.
That's exactly right.
It was like the Texark that we had the other day.
Stalin said he could not have slaughtered them people had they not relinquished their right to bear arms.
Well, and you look at the job that Hitler started, Stalin just finished it off. I mean, both were equally wicked and corrupt men. Stalin used the generosity and goodwill of America and Britain and anybody else that was an allied power. They used that to then be a stepping stone to further his tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
And the ultimate answer to this, again, you know, when people, she says, were watching that television station, they believe it is gospel. Go back to the public school system and see what kids are being taught for the last 60 years. You're literally creating an army that is going to walk contrary to you
yeah.
if you don't apply the word of God, which is what we do in every single assembly. And the kids, instantaneously, even after years of being indoctrinated, when you send a little bit of light and truth,
yep.
the kids latch right onto it,
that's
and you've
right.
automatically got an army now for truth.
The younger generation is looking for leadership.
Yes.
That's all they're looking for. We were talking about democracy and how Saul Alinsky's radicals want to use democracy as a means of getting those who are in out. And folks, again, you need to keep in mind putting your feet back onto the two pillars, the Constitution and the Bible and the Constitution. You have to listen carefully as to what Andrew Jackson, the president, the seventh president of these United States, said. He said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. You got to keep that in mind. And every president up until this clown, criminal, that's in office right now, has acknowledged the same thing. Not that all of them followed the rules as they should have been, but the American people should have been there to hold them accountable and their feet to the fire, according to those two pillars.
Okay.
And so in saying that, friends, we need to get back to the fact that he is the rock, our Father. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment, a God of truth, and without iniquity. That means lawlessness. Just and right is he. But what do these people want to do? They want to establish just the exact opposite. They want to use democracy rather than the republic. Because as a republic, we're ruled by law. Democracy, we're ruled by opinion. Okay? And democracy for them is to upset every social structure and foundation. And friends, let me ask you a question. What are they doing right now? It's exactly what they're doing. James Madison, the father of the Constitution, said of democracies, democracies have been spectacles of turbulence and contention. Have ever been found incompatible with personal security or the rights of property, and have in general been as short in their lives as they have been violent in their deaths. All of what you see today coming out of this administration is purposed, friends. It's not by accident. It's not just happening. It's happening. I got to lay the responsibility on the American people for tolerating it. There is no reason that this man is committing the crimes and still going on in his crimes outside of the fact that the American people are doing nothing but sitting back and complaining about what they are tolerating. And until the American people take responsibility for themselves before a God, a just and a holy God, nothing's going to change, friends. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Man, I wish, you know what? I got a comic book here, a brand new one. A guy named Danny Bulinati did this comic book for me. Used to work for DC Comics and Marvel. Did some Spider-Man stuff and some Batman stuff and all that other good stuff. So I made a comic book, a book of my testimonial. And when people read my testimonial, it's like, whoa, wait a second. Well, God really must have done something with your life. He really did, friends. And what God puts in you, no devil in hell can take away from you. And I just want to tell you that I'm not stupid. My first prayer that went up to heaven was, Lord, okay, either you are who you say you are or you're not. Because if you're not, then I can't serve you. Oh boy, did I know what I was asking for. You know what Jesus said back? Deny yourself, take up your cross, follow me. To he who tries to save his life will lose it. He who loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoa. So I went through the process. The process of what? Finding out that he really is who he says he is, but you're going to go on his terms, not your own. And it's not easy. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Friends, if you'd like to check that out, please give us a call right now, and I'll send you a copy of it. I don't know what they cost, but it's very well, it's worth your time, friends. Let's put it that way. 1-877-807-9977. We got David out of Ohio. We got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
We're doing good. Can we make it real quick, Dave?
Yeah, absolutely. Love the show. If these guys don't syndicate for 3 hours, I'm going to make a move to do it myself. I love your show.
Thank you, sir.
Real quick, I just wanted to mention that Barack Obama is basically, if you look at the Old Testament, he's like the Pharaoh who knew not Joseph when he came about.
Amen.
To be, you know, and doesn't adhere to our laws and traditions, our sacred trust, that being the Constitution. So we're not dealing with somebody who has a basic understanding of life, but somebody who is out to destroy everything that we stood for, and that those are by his actions, not by his words. And I want to harken back to the Cairo speech, that was his declaration of taking down our Constitution from that day forward.
Yep.
So I guess that's where I stand with the whole thing. But love the show, guys, and hope to see you in Ohio soon.
Thank you, Dave. Not only is he right on the money, but if you look at Herod, mm-hmm. when Jesus came about, they were doing the same thing. Look at the similarities between the Pharaoh of old, as the one Dave was just talking about, and Herod when Jesus came about, because there's a strong parallel, and it's exactly what you're seeing today. Good for you, Dave. I'm glad someone's spiritually discerning as to what's going on. Jake?
Amen. Folks, all of you know that we are a nonprofit. The way that we stay on the air is by your support. You are a part of the team as a son or daughter of liberty. We have right now three different ways that you can support, and there's numerous, but I want to highlight three. A benefits package of becoming a son or daughter of liberty right on the front page of the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. $75 to support our cause for justice and get the My War DVD series. Or donate $100 today and get your silver dollar donation.
Talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. Perfect. That was just absolutely perfect.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.